Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, hello, and happy October for everyone. I am getting prepared for the onslaught of Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. And today on Fired Up with CJ, we have Dr. Susan Smith, who is just going to get our mind, body, and spirit all in alignment for this holiday season. Dr. Smith is a lifestyle coach and a culinary instructor who worked with celebrities in L.A., and she's the author of 25 books. Can you believe that? Including her recent book, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. So welcome, Susan. I'm thrilled to have you here.
CJ, thanks. Yeah, and I'm going to start right off with a little mind game.
Okay.
Let's see who listening right now can name 10 parts of the human body with 3 letters only. Now, you can't use jargon or slang, and most people can get 5 or 6. Smart people get 7 or 8. Rarely does anyone get all 10. Remember, 10 parts of the human body with only 3 letters, no jargon or slang permitted. Ask your kids about this. I'll give you one answer right now, one of the 10. It's E-Y-E-I, and you'll be able to find the answers in my October newsletter on my website, which is my name, SusanSmithJones.com. SusanSmithJones.com.
And I love that because it begins the hour of play. Playtime for Susan itself. So I wanted to start and get in terms of getting my mind, body, and spirit, mostly my mind in check. Thanksgiving is the time for me to confront my arch nemesis, the Mars bar. Almond Joy. I love Almond Joy so much, and I know that probably in a couple of weeks when Halloween comes along, Dad and Hershey Kisses and a slew of Halloween candy will be entering my house. Now, I wanted to see what you thought in terms of how we can, as adults, keep ourselves from indulging in our children's candy and the subsequent weight gain as a result of that. Any ideas?
Well, you know, and I have ideas for the kids, too. You know, what I've often done in the past is I say, you know, when they bring all the candy home, I'll sit with them and I'll divide it into the junk candy and a little bit healthier things like raisins and little bars or even dark chocolate that would be in the healthy group. And I either give them a cup or a 2-cup measuring cup or a bowl, and I'll say, you can pick out 10 or maybe 20 from each side, and you get to keep those, but the rest we need to give away to people that might not have these. And so that's what I tell the kids. And
I
for the
adults,
yeah, because, you know, it lets them have some control of making a selection, but you should start off with dividing it between the junky ones and the little bit healthier ones.
So dark chocolate, raisins, apples, what else is on the healthy side?
Protein bars. There's so many bars people give out now. I know at Whole Foods they have healthy little packages of stuff that really, really are good for you, although you don't want to overeat them. And for you, out of sight, out of mind. Don't keep them where you walk by them every day. If you don't see them, you're going to be less apt to eat them.
Okay, so basically hide them in a box away from my sight, and that's it. And what's a good way if, like, okay, if you're going to have, so just pick from your kids, like pick one from their healthy pile.
pick from that. And listen, I'm not a fanatic. It's about moderation. You know, it's okay to have a few things on occasion that aren't good for you, but that doesn't mean that you go overboard for the next 4 days and wait till Monday to begin again. You know, you've got to have some self-discipline. And you can do that if, you know, just allow yourself one or maybe two pieces a day.
Oh, I like it. So you're defining moderation as 1 to 2 pieces. That's
yes.
way more. I would do 1 to 2 pieces a week, but now I'm actually finding maybe I'm too hardcore on myself.
Well, you know, during the holidays, you know, you want to enjoy the holidays. And, you know, perhaps on another show we'll discuss this, but when you have lack of sleep night after night and you're completely stressed out, all of that throws any willpower out the window.
Mm.
When you have more sleep at night, one of the things sleep does is it resets our appetite control as well as our pain control. So if you want more willpower throughout the day with in terms of what you eat, you've got to make getting good sleep every night non-negotiable.
Mm. And isn't that the truth? Because, you know, I have to say that right now I can already feel internally the wind-up happening for the season. It just happens like that, like where it's October, November, December, and you can feel it all around you where the stress starts building up. And you'll talk to friends, and I say, I'm so stressed out and I haven't been sleeping. But I do want to talk to you about that later. We need to talk about that in another episode. But I want to go back to food. And the next holiday after this is Thanksgiving. And, you know, and it's so wonderful, like you said, and to see, like, you know, the pumpkin pies and the pecan pies and, like, the yummy gravy made pretty much of fat and wine or whatever. What? So help us understand, what are the good indulgences that we can enjoy during the Thanksgiving time?
Well, and by the way, I make a whole healthy Thanksgiving because I'm a vegan.
Mm.
But there are, you know, anything from sweet potatoes, anything with dark chocolate in it, and cinnamon, and cranberries, and apples, and nutmeg, and pomegranates. Pumpkin is excellent for you. You know, and don't forget, you can still have fresh fruit, absolutely, during the holidays. What I love to do, and it's a real special treat, and it's not that expensive, is I'll go buy chocolate, almond milk, or soy milk, or hemp milk, or whatever beverage you drink, and I put it in ice cube trays, and I get ice cube trays that are pretty, like stars, and a shell shape, or the moon, or a smile face, and I freeze it, and they're like little pieces of cold, dark chocolate with lots of vitamin D in them that are actually good for you. So for dessert, I'll suck on those frozen cubes of chocolate.
Are you doing that while everyone's stuffing their face with pecan pie? You're like, hey, how are you doing? I'm just sucking on these.
They absolutely are delicious. From my full color recipe book called Recipes for Health Bliss, you can make apple walnut pudding or beautiful sorbets that I teach you how to make, or ice cream made out of frozen fruit, and you know, and then I make a fresh chocolate sauce to put over it. You know, there are lots of things that you can make that are healthier. But again, don't be a fanatic. Thanksgiving comes around once a year, so enjoy what you eat, chew it well, do not come to the dinner table famished. Make sure you get enough sleep. And do some walking that day and enjoy every bite you eat.
And what are some things that you think, you know what, if you had a chance, probably ought to stay away from this because there's just a bajillion calories, and if you knew, you probably wouldn't eat it. So what are some things like that?
Yeah, exactly. I'd stay away from fried foods and foods with lots and lots of dairy and cheese because that's such a concentrated source of saturated fat. All the creamed vegetables, I would stay away from those too. But you know what? Again, it's Thanksgiving, so have that piece of pumpkin pie and enjoy it. And remember, now, this is a good one, just because it's in front of you doesn't mean you have to absolutely clean your plate. You know, you could try half of it and enjoy it and put the fork down in between bites. That's a novel idea. But remember, it takes 20 minutes for your brain to register once you start eating that you are full. But most people inhale their food. Here's another thing to remember during the holidays where you eat bigger meals. You, mm-hmm. Even though you want to eat slowly to give your brain time to register and not eat on automatic pilot, again, you also want to finish your meals within an hour of starting because the body produces a second insulin hit if it senses that lots of food is coming in continuously, and you can avoid that second hit and the subsequent fat storage that it triggers by finishing within an hour. And if you see something at the table you forgot to eat, that's all right. Save it for tomorrow or later. It will be there, but you won't be wearing it on your hips.
I love that. Dr. Susan Smith, thank you so much. These are so pragmatic and wonderful. If you want to know more about Dr. Susan Smith-Jones or hear more of our four-part series on getting your mind, body, and spirit ready for the holidays, then continue listening to part two and Fired Up with CJ live playing every Thursday on the Transformation Talk Radio, or listen later on iTunes or at www.firedupwithcj.com. Part two's focus, eating strategies for keeping the weight off during the holidays. We talked about some of them now, but we'll go into those in more depth. We'll be right back.
The world one listener at a time.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hello, hello, everyone. everyone. This is CJ Liu talking to you from live from the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Fired Up with CJ. And today we are blessed to have Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who is a lifestyle coach, motivational speaker, and author of 25 books, including her two most recent books, Walking on Air, An Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, and The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health. And this is a four-part series, and this is part two, looking at eating strategies for keeping the weight off during the holiday. So welcome back, Dr. Susan Smith. Susan Smith-Jones. What is wrong with me?
Thanks,
Susan Smith-Jones.
There's
a difference. So I wanted to get some, you know, one of the things that I know about holidays is that it's hard to eat well during that time. What is one rule that you have about holidays that you use yourself?
And I would start off by saying, watch the words you say. Let's cancel it's hard to eat well during the holidays, because maybe we can make that a new program for us where it won't be hard. Keep in mind, it's never about being perfect. It's about doing the best you can, and everyone should enjoy the holidays. And you don't need to deprive yourself, but maybe you look at the portions that you eat and know that you've got to have some portion control. Now, also, as I mentioned in the last segment, if you don't get good sleep at night, you're going to have no willpower the next day. And also, if your body's completely dehydrated because you're not drinking enough purified water, you're also going to lose energy and control. But my other most important rule is, whenever you go to a big family gathering or a holiday party or whatever it is, always arrive having eaten something at least an hour before. Because if you're famished and your blood sugar level gets too low, then you're going to want to eat everything in sight. So make sure that you always have something to eat, you know, before a big holiday party or a big dinner, something like a piece of fresh fruit, fresh veggies, a cup of vegetable soup, a glass of tomato juice, whole grain crackers, because it will keep your appetite at bay. And you try that an hour before a big dinner, and you'll watch your willpower soar while your waistline stays in place.
I love that. Okay, so I'm going to loop back to a couple of these ideas. So portion control, what does that mean to you, and what are the kind of portions? You know, is it the pyramid? You know, have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of bread, a little bit of protein. What's your portion control look like? And is there kind of a heuristic in terms of size to help us understand what a good portion looks like?
Yeah, well, you know, I always say, if at all possible, choose a smaller size plate. Studies, and many of them lately, have shown that you will eat less, absolutely will eat less, if your plate's a little bit smaller, because, you know, visually and psychologically, it feels like you're eating more food. And you also want to know that fiber is your secret weapon. And before you eat lots of processed holiday foods, if you could start with something that has fiber in it, like cut up vegetables or some fruit or some appetizers, maybe their soup or something that has good fiber in it, that will contribute to your feeling of fullness, so that when you get to the higher caloric foods, you're not going to be eating as much.
So it's like good stuff in first. So if I actually were looking at an average size plate, would I strive for like half of the plate being fiber, or three quarters, or what would be a good kind of visual?
Half, the more the better. If you can go with half, great. And also keep in mind, one of the quickest, best ways to keep the weight off your body is to eat a little bit smaller meals more often throughout the day. It's called grazing. And, you know, in terms of the holidays, you know, plan ahead. You know, you usually know what temptations are likely to arise, and think about how you're going to deal with them. Decide in advance what you're going to allow yourself, and prepare for it so you don't go overboard. And remember, it's okay to taste things without finishing everything on the plate.
Okay, so you mentioned plan ahead and don't go overboard. So let's actually take a real-life scenario. So let's say I know I'm going to go to a holiday party at work, and, you know, I know there's going to be, like, a buffet full of delicious-looking desserts. What am I planning, and how do I make sure I don't go overboard? I mean, I think we've talked about
I love that. Very practical. Now, first thing you want to remember is don't hang out near the food by the buffet, because putting a little distance between you and the buffet creates that necessary obstacle between you and calories. And besides, DJ, you'll have to walk a little bit more to go back and forth between the food and where you're hanging out, and that will burn extra calories.
I'm just going to say...
And listen, no, you don't have to eat just to be social. Try to avoid eating just because everyone around you is eating. And if you aren't really hungry, nibble on something that's a little bit lower in calories or sip on something low-calorie, a beverage.
And I actually had one piece of advice where, you know, if you have like a sparkling drink somehow, you know, with like maybe a little bit of juice in it, or, you know, like a lemon or something, it gives a sense of something special. And, you know, no one's going to be harassing you because you're not drinking wine or anything. And it may look like a mixed cocktail that you kind of get left alone. But what do you do when
and
people...
And I do that all the time.
Yeah. And no one really bothers you. But what do you do when people say, oh, come on, live a little bit, have some cake, and they're kind of shoving food at you? This happens a lot with family occasions. What's the best
response? Exactly. And I usually say, you know what? I've just eaten so much. I'm already getting full, and this is delicious. And then I change the topic because you don't want other people to try to control you. And by the way, here's a spice that will help you burn more calories and fight off cravings, and it's cayenne. It's any hot peppers or cayenne little capsules. When you have a little bit of that before a meal, it fights off cravings, it helps you eat less, it requires energy to burn the calories in the cayenne. And if you take a little cayenne 1 hour before you exercise, you'll burn more calories when you work out.
Oh, my goodness, that's the best ever. So where do I get cayenne peppers? Can you get it at Whole Foods or
Oh, yeah, all health food stores. In fact, there's a search bar on my website. My website is my name, SusanSmithJones.com. I've got lots of advice in the October newsletter, and you can also go right to the search bar, put in losing weight or weight loss or recipes or cayenne, and you'll get lots of great information.
And can you overdo it? Like, can I take, like, 3 cayenne peppers a day? I mean, right when I work out, or 4, 1 when I work out, 1 before lunch, 1 before dinner. Is there kind of a
max? Absolutely. No. No, you can. But you got to make sure you're aware of what the heat level is in that cayenne. Different cayennes have different heat levels.
Uh-huh.
And 4 capsules at once might burn going in and out, if you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
And when I know I'm going to have a big holiday meal, I take extra, because I don't want everything to taste like cayenne pepper sprinkled on it, but I take extra cayenne. If I know I might have 1 or 2 desserts on the holiday meal, I'll take 2 capsules of cayenne about 30 minutes before the dessert or the meal.
Fascinating. And is there research that proves that this actually works? Or
oh,
you just
my
know
God. I mean, there's so much. I could do a whole show just on cayenne and spices. But there was a recent study done in the Netherlands, and they gave a group of men 0.9 grams of cayenne pepper, either as a pill or mixed into tomato juice. Then, and visualize this, 30 minutes later, they turned the men loose at an all-you-could-eat buffet. And compared with the men who were given a placebo, the men who had that chili pepper, the cayenne, reduced their food intake by up to 16%.
That is unbelievable. That's incredible.
Yeah, it works. I'm
thrilled that, and I'm going to go run over to the store immediately and buy some cayenne pepper. Go to your website.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your giveaway.
Yeah, well, anyone who buys any of my new books, The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, or my full-color recipe book called Recipes for Health Bliss, at this toll-free number I'll give you right now, you can get, just for the asking, a bonus gift of my booklet CD combo called Nature's Medicine Chest. I describe this on my website, SusanSmithJones.com. And, you know, I've never taken medication in my life. I haven't had a cold or a flu in a quarter of a century. So the bonus gift you get with each purchase goes through my personal program with all my favorite natural remedies. And the toll-free number is Eastern Time, and it's 1-800-523-9971. 1-800-523-9971. And, again, with any purchase of The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, or Recipes for Health Bliss, just for the asking, you can get a bonus gift of my booklet CD combo called Nature's Medicine Chest. Okay, and look so at the homepage of my website, and you'll get all the details on it.
What is this? What is? So these are the medicines and or spices that you take that have kept
you natural remedies, yeah, everything from all kinds of spices and herbs that I learned about as a teenager from my grandmother, who taught me how to heal my body inside out as a result of her wisdom. I've never in my life taken prescribed medicine or, you know, any drugs at all, but because I know what to eat and how to live to keep my body healthy. She taught me that health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. So, you know, I've got lots of this information on my website.
Wonderful. So thank you so much for helping us with some, again, some really good practical strategies on keeping our waistlines down during the holidays. And to learn more about indulging your mind, body, and spirit in the holiday, during the holidays, and continue listening to our four-part series on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Part three, celebrating your inner diva for the holidays. We'll be right back.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
I love that. You are listening to Fired Up with CJ, and I am CJ Liu. And there is a fire in my heart. I am so excited. Today I have Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who is a lifestyle coach, motivational speaker, and author of 25 books, including her two most recent one, The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health, and Walking on Air, Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. And we are talking about how to celebrate your inner diva during the holidays. I love this section. This is going to be so fun. So we talked about sleep, but related to sleep, Susan, tell us what we can do. You piqued my interest when you said, well, make sure the listeners get to know what they can do to increase their libido during the holidays. That intrigued me.
So do you want libido booster first, or what you should never do if you want a good night's sleep?
I want to hear libido first, because I think that's probably what you do if you want a good night's sleep.
All right. And know that this and everything we're talking about is on my website, which is my name, SusanSmithJones.com. But here's a smoothie libido elixir. You blend together some pomegranate juice, which you have now for the holidays, one banana, it can be frozen or not, a bunch of blueberries, probably now they'll be frozen, a dash of nutmeg, and 1/8 teaspoon of a nutritional supplement called L-arginine in powder form. And that's an amino acid that increases blood flow to the sex organs. So it's a smoothie that's great for men and women, and it's really delicious.
It sounds actually really good. I could be eating, I could be drinking that every morning. Seriously, that sounds good.
No, it actually would be great for you, and it helps give you better endurance when you work out as well.
Oh, excellent. So I'll be like drinking that, then eating my cayenne pepper.
Yeah, like, and thinking about your honey as you're as you're drinking this libido elixir.
Okay, so let's go back to sleep. In the first segment, the second segment, you've been talking about sleep. Now tell us some things that you really should never do before you go to bed.
Well, here's one thing, and most people do this. See, whether it's over the holidays in your home or you're away on vacation or holiday, most people use a cell or a mobile, you know, at night. But if you want a good night's sleep, don't talk on the cell phone before you go to bed. A recent study at the University of Zurich found that exposing people to electromagnetic fields from cell phones altered their brain waves during sleep, resulting in sleep disturbances. You know, the jury's still out if a headset would help. But in the meantime, they advise us if we need to talk on the phone at night before bedtime, make your calls on a regular landline telephone instead.
Wow, that's fascinating. And if you were to use a cell phone, I'm sorry, I missed what you said earlier. Do you not do it an hour before, or is there a time limit, or does it just say not before? Does it give you any sense of when not to?
At least 1 hour.
Okay, one hour. Okay. Any other thoughts about making sure we get, because here's what I'm hearing, and for those of you that missed the first or second segment, sleep is really important because sleep is what gives you the willpower to stay away from all those goodies, and also it relates to your stress levels too, I assume. What else can we do? Or tell us a little bit about why sleep.
Here's an herb. Here's a great herb, and I'm on the road a lot, and I always take this with me. And when you're in a new environment, you just need to get sleep. There's an herb that will help you get to sleep naturally. It's called valerian herb. And studies have shown that valerian aids sleep often as well as and even better than pharmaceutical sedatives and without being addictive. There was one study I read about 3 or 4 months ago, and researchers gave 202 insomniacs valerian root or a Valium-like tranquilizer. And after 6 weeks, both treatments were equally effective, but I'd rather use the one that doesn't have side effects, which is the valerian root. You know, it's been used for hundreds of years, but I want to give you a little caveat on it. You've got to be aware that valerian root smells like and tastes like funky socks. Really bad smell. So you don't want the powder or the liquid extract. It's better just to take little capsules of it, because that way you can swallow it with water and you won't taste it.
Mm. So it just is, and when you wake up in the morning, are you feeling groggy or are you pretty clear-headed?
Never.
Afterwards?
Oh, no. You've just had good sleep. Mm. And you know what? On my website, I've got lots of articles to read, and one is called Insomnia Be Gone, and I have my 15 commandments for how to get the best sleep in the world. Actually, how to sleep like a baby every night.
Mm. Wonderful. Okay, so we'll go to your website if you want to see the other 15 tips.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about, most importantly, my skin and how do I make it look wrinkle-free and glowing during the holidays.
Well, here's a very inexpensive tip you can use year-round. You see, honey's been used for centuries, especially by the ancient Egyptians, to keep their skin looking youthful. And on a clean face, freshly clean face, apply some unfiltered honey, I would always use raw, and put it on your face like a mask for about 20 minutes. Rinse it off with warm water, and this moisturizes the skin and helps it to look taut and supple and gives your skin a beautiful glow.
Mm. So you do that at night or in the morning or both? It doesn't
whenever
matter.
You just want a little glow to your skin.
Mm. And it could be any kind of, there's all different types of honey, so but
yeah,
unfiltered
but
honey.
But make sure you use unpasteurized, use raw honey.
Okay.
Because that has more enzymes in it, better for your skin.
And you said there's some ideas for wrinkles during the holidays, too. What was that?
Well, one of the good things for wrinkles would be to eat squash. Squash has a compound, a phytonutrient in it called alpha-lipoic acid, which is one of the best compounds to take into your body through your diet because it helps to reduce and eliminate wrinkles. And it's also an anti-inflammatory.
Hmm. Interesting. So any kind of squash, yellow squash, and, you know, pumpkin squash?
Yeah, any kind of squash, but especially the winter squashes like, you know, butternut squash and acorn squash and all these good squashes that we get in the wintertime.
And how much should we be eating? I mean, is there any, too much of a good thing here? Or like once a week, try to eat squash? Or what would your recommendation
oh,
be?
Oh, gosh, three times a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Interesting. What are your favorite ones? Do you have any good some recipes from your cookbook on some squash?
In my full-color recipe book called Recipes for Health Bliss, I have over 250 recipes. See, I've been a culinary instructor as well as doing many other things for 25 years. And there are over 150 color photographs in my book, Recipes for Health Bliss.
Okay, so nice.
Here's
so
one of my other secrets. My grandmother taught me this as a teenager. Every day when I have water, I put a cinnamon stick in my water. And one stick will last for 2 days until that curl opens up. Then you throw it away or put it in the soil to disintegrate in there. And it gives a nice flavor note of cinnamon to the water, and I transfer it from glass to glass and bottle to bottle because cinnamon is anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, and helps to balance out your blood sugar level. So if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, have as much cinnamon in your diet as possible. In fact, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon a day will absolutely balance out the blood sugar levels and help to reduce cholesterol and triglycerides.
Mm, interesting. How did you learn? Is it through your grandmother that you learned so much about these?
I did. It's all in the intro of Walking on Air, but I was really sick as a teenager, and she took me under her wings and taught me everything she knew.
And how did she know all these things? How did she know all these things?
Yeah, she wasn't a doctor, but she just knew how to live close to the earth. So for about 7 years after that time, before she passed away, she taught me everything she knew, and I'd watch what she did with people from the neighborhood that would come to see her for simple things like an earache or a bug bite to life-threatening illnesses. And she taught me amazing things, and it's because of her wisdom that I've never taken any medication in my life. I look to nature exactly for what to take to heal the body.
All right, I have to ask you about dark chocolate, because Chris, our station manager, is going to be mad if I don't talk about dark chocolate.
I know. See, dark chocolate, it's got to be the right kind. You've got to get the dark chocolate, not ones with lots of milk in it and preservatives, but high percentage, at least 70%, because it enhances your mood. It's a wonderful mood booster, and it's very rich in antioxidants. So 1 to 2 ounces a day is great to have. That doesn't mean you should eat lots of candy bars of it every day. You know, savor it. Just enjoy it. Sit down. Make it a beautiful treat. In fact, savor everything you eat, but especially the chocolate.
So 1 or 2 ounces, if I'm looking at the squares that you traditionally see in a chocolate bar, is that like a 1-inch by 1-inch square or like 3 of those? Well, give me a sense
of what you could. 4 of those would be a good serving. You don't need more than 4.
Wow, and that's okay? It's actually good for me to eat that?
It's actually good. If you get the good chocolate.
Yeah, the 70% or more in terms of.
Yeah, yeah.
I am shocked and thrilled.
And delighted, I know.
You totally made my day. Okay, give us another tip. We have one more minute, but give us another tip. There are a bunch of them. The mini massages, Barry White Smile, where to start? Give us your favorite.
Okay, a mini massage. Oh, I love this one. You know, if you're out shopping a lot during the holidays and your joints hurt, and here's a little mini massage. Is take some extra virgin olive oil and take a tablespoon of it and put in 4 to 5 drops of the essential oil of peppermint. And you massage that into your feet, and you will be feeling fantastic because it gives you energy and takes away the tiredness of your feet.
Okay, peppermint chocolate. I am just like thrilled beyond belief. Sleep. That all sounds really good. All right, thank you, Dr. Susan Smith Jones, on these wonderful tips to really celebrate our inner diva during the holidays. To learn more about indulging your mind, spirit, and body during the holidays, then listen to the final part of our 4-part series on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, where we'll be talking about first aid for traveling related illnesses during the holidays. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who is a lifestyle coach, motivational speaker, and an author of 25 books, including her two most recent books, Walking on Air, Inside and Out, A Rejuvenation Makeover, and The Joy Factor. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So we're going to be talking on this segment about first aid travel for, you know, we do so, all of us do so much traveling during Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, I wanted to get some tips from you on, first, you know, even before you go on the trip, the travel anxiety and how to deal with that. Any thoughts on that?
No, boy. You know, I always go to, when you're anxious or stressed out, I always go to the beautiful flowers of lavender because they're an age-old remedy for anxiety. Last year, British researchers at the University of Wolverhampton, love that name, had women add lavender oil or a placebo to their bath water. Now, we all know that bathing in itself is calming, but in this study, a bath infused with lavender oil significantly reduced anger, frustration, and negativity. So put flowers of lavender or the oil into your bath. And when I travel, I always travel with a little bottle of the essential oil of lavender. And because I, you know, if it starts to get bumpy on a flight, I get a little nervous. And I put it on the inside of my wrist, and I rub both wrists together. I put a little bit under my nose. I breathe deeply, and it always helps calm me down. I also put, in terms of sleeping better when you travel, I always put 3 to 4 drops of the essential oil of lavender on my pillowcase at night. Studies show that helps you sleep better.
Mm. Okay, so sometimes those oils you're not supposed to apply directly to your skin, but I assume that, is it because it's essential oil, or does it ever have any ill effects on people putting it directly on their skin or being allergic to it?
Yeah, and it depends on what oil you use. You just use a little bit of the lavender, but if your skin is a little bit more sensitive, then you can make up your own little formula with several drops of the oil into a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil.
Okay, so that's kind of the lightening up factor.
Yes.
Adding you said extra virgin olive oil.
Yes.
Is that right?
And, you
okay.
know, you could use sesame oil as well. You could use canola oil. But I often use cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil.
With your different scents and everything. Wonderful. Okay, so another thing that people have is they get an upset stomach when they're traveling, you know, either from going to a different country or, you know, sometimes it's just the anxiety of traveling around.
Yeah.
Aside from lavender, what kind of things can we do if we have an upset stomach?
Or, CJ, or from sampling all these extra rich foods during
yes,
the holidays, they're eating way too much.
Very true, yes,
and if you
absolutely.
Have an upset stomach or you want to reduce gas, go for peppermint. See, in ancient Greece, people chewed a sprig of mint after the feasts to settle the stomach, and that's a tradition that evolved into our after-dinner mints or mint tea. If I get indigestion, I go into my garden, I pick some peppermint, chew on the leaves, or you can make sage tea, works well to get rid of an upset stomach, and so does cinnamon, any tea with cinnamon in it. So you can make a cinnamon tea, or you can put the cinnamon stick in whatever you're drinking, and that will help an upset stomach.
Hmm. And how long does it take to take into effect? Because sometimes people will say, it's not working. You know, my son will have an upset stomach. I may give him like a mint tea and it's not working.
You know, within about 10 minutes, you'll feel a difference.
Okay. All right. Because that's often in the time when you're feeling pain, you want to know like right away if it's working or not.
And remember to eat slowly. When you inhale your food and eat too quickly, you also take in more air. When you take in the air, it gives you lots of indigestion and loads of gas. Mm. And unless you want to spend quality time in solitude because of all the gas you have, you know, eat your foods more slowly. Put the fork down in between bites.
Mm-hmm. I love the tip that you gave in the first segment about for Thanksgiving dinner. And it's probably all meals should be, you know, an hour from start to finish because your stomach, your body doesn't even recognize that it's full until you said the first 20 minutes. Is that right?
First 20 minutes. So you got to take at least 20 minutes and then not longer than an hour or you produce a second insulin hit, which will cause more fat storage.
Mm. So fascinating. All right, motion sickness. Anything for that, or is it still
yes.
anything else? Yeah, okay.
You know, for all kinds of nausea, ginger always wins the prize. From morning sickness to motion sickness, ginger should always be your first resort. And, you know, you can take ginger capsules with you. I used to take triple-strength ginger tea, but now you can't take more than 3 ounces on a flight.
Mm.
So I take 1 to 2 capsules of ginger an hour before flying and one every hour of the flight, especially if it's turbulent or I'm on a curvy road driving, not behind the wheel, and that always does the trick.
An hour before. So if you think, okay, I'm going to be driving through those curvy roads down in just north of southern of L.A., can't remember what it is, around that area, Big Sur, basically take it an hour before you're doing that crazy swerving drive.
Yeah, 1 to 2 capsules an hour before, and then another capsule every hour of the trip.
Mm. Now, what is it? So it used to be ginger ale, but, I mean, some people say, well, no, just drink any of those kind of sodas, like 7-Up. Is that true?
Sometimes that does settle your stomach, but if you can get something with ginger in it, you can even buy ginger gum. But the ginger capsules are the most concentrated and will do the best for you, whether it's motion sickness or morning sickness if you're pregnant.
Mm. Well, and is that true of, like, just eating the raw ginger, which sometimes you do, you see in Asian meals, they'll, like, slice up little, you know, things
little,
with ginger.
Like with a sushi, yeah. That's the same, too. You still get more concentrated source in the capsules.
Mm. Okay, just curious. So if, like, you know, if I can't find ginger ale, I can go to the store and just chew on ginger root. Worst case.
You can do that, but you see, it's always good to take ginger capsules with you on a flight.
Mm. I don't know if we have enough time because we only have 2 minutes left, but any ideas on cold feet, cold hands, or achy muscles, which sometimes happens when you're traveling?
Absolutely. There's no better remedy for achy joints and muscles than the spiced turmeric. Turmeric is excellent. It's an anti-inflammatory and helps take pain away from your joints. If you've got cold feet or cold hands or achy joints, you can take your favorite lotion, sprinkle a little bit of cayenne pepper into it. So, you know, you could buy it over-the-counter capsaicin, but it costs a lot of money. Make your own, rub it on those joints. The pain, because what that does is it desensitizes nearby pain nerves and soothes pain in the deeper tissues. And it also keeps cold feet and hands warm for hours.
Unbelievable. Again, another great segment full of tips, and this time about holiday travel. If you missed the show, seriously, tune in. This was the best show ever. You can listen on iTunes, or you can actually listen to www.firedupwithcj.com, or you can get a lot of the recipes in Susan's books. So, and your website. Say your website again, Susan.
Yeah, SusanSmithJones.com. And you can call 1-800-523-9971 Eastern Time. With each purchase of one of my books, you'll get a gift of one of my booklet CD combos.
Great. So everyone, have a great weekend. Tune in next Thursday because we have a really wonderful, wonderful show about crows and Halloween. So we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.